The study is the first to include men who play a sport for recreation, as well as intercollegiate athletes. It asked nearly 400 men to anonymously report sexually coercive behaviors, almost all of which qualified as rape. More than half the athletes admitted to using verbal threats or physical aggression to force a partner into sex, compared to a third of non-athletes. The survey also asked about attitudes towards women, says lead author Belinda Rose Young.
So we found that athletes, both recreational and intercollegiate, compared to non-athletes, had lower opinions of women. So this was measured by how firmly they held on to negative traditional gender role beliefs.
For example, athletes were more likely to believe women should focus on becoming good wives and mothers. They were also more likely to dismiss or redefine rape, for instance, by saying it's not rape if the woman doesn't fight back. Julie Baldwin of Northern Arizona University is a co-author on the study.
It's a major public health issue, and we need to address this. It's disconcerting in some ways that these beliefs are still so prevalent.
The study was limited to mostly heterosexual students at one Southeastern university. I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.